Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
I got the authority, the Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of Devi. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting. All up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to tulip.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi authority. Coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the fantasy authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. This is episode 30, and today I'll be hitting on all the notable games from week one of college football and nearly every relevant Devi player you can think of. So let's go ahead and dive into week one. We'll go from the number 25 team all the way to the number one team and even hit on a few unranked games that matter to us in fantasy football. So let's start off with those higher profile unranked games. I want to start off with Old Dominion 20, Virginia Tech 17. So that's right, Virginia Tech going down to Old Dominion on opening day. There's not any notable Devi performances or anything in this game, but this happened. You know, Old Dominion beating Virginia Tech on opening day, that's just a rough start for the Hokies this year. So next, I want to go over to Boone, North Carolina. So what a scene at Appalachian State with the Tar Heels coming to town. So this game was not at North Carolina. It was at Appalachian State, and man, their fans were buzzing, and we got an entertaining football game. North Carolina wins the game 63-61 in just an absolute shootout. The good in this game were the quarterbacks. Drake May for North Carolina taking the reins from Sam Howell this year. Just an incredible start here. 24 of 35, 352 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Even had 12 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown on the ground. On the other side, Chase Bryce, you know, not the NFL prospect that Drake May is for us. You may remember Chase Bryce from being the backup at Clemson and then was at Duke before coming to Appalachian State. He was 25 of 36. For 361, 6 touchdowns, and just 1 pick, dueling with Drake May there. And then the only other notable performance I want to mention is Appalachian State's running back Nate Noel had 14 carries for 116 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. So an incredible game there for us in the state of North Carolina. For North Carolina, though, some other things I want to throw in there here for some legitimate Devi prospects here. The two freshman running backs, Amarian Hampton and George Pettaway, 63 total yards. Each of them got into the end zone, though. So a plus that these guys are contributing so early into their career. The future Thunder Lightning for North Carolina is already in action. Josh Downs didn't play, and the receiving production for the Tar Heels was spread out pretty even. So next unranked game I want to talk about is Penn State 35, Purdue 31. So another good game for us here, this one in the Big Ten. The freshman played for Penn State, so that's what gets me excited. 9 carries for Nick Singleton, 4 pass attempts for Drew Aller. Each showed flashes in the game despite not putting up huge stat lines. Mitchell Tinsley outplayed and saw more volume than Parker Washington at wide receiver for Penn State, so there's something to look at there. And then the top receiver for Purdue, we always want that guy in fantasy. That's Charlie Jones, 12 catches, 153 yards, and 1 touchdown. I think he had 18 targets, too, so just getting peppered by Aiden O'Connell there. He had triple the receptions of the next guy in line on Purdue. So Charlie Jones looks like the wide receiver one there this year. And then the last unranked game I want to touch on is that thriller with Florida State and LSU. Florida State 24, LSU 23. What a game. The good in this game, Jaden Daniels looked all right. You know, 26 of 35, 209 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. And then he ran for 114 yards on the ground. So a productive day for Daniels. Not a productive day for Kayshawn Boutte. Just 2 catches for 20 yards for him. The star for Florida State was receiver Ontarié Wilson. 7 catches, 102 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns for him. So on to the top 25. Number 25, BYU, beats South Florida 50-21. Puka Nacua for BYU had 1 catch for 22 yards, but he had 3 rushes for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Nacua lighting up the stat sheet from multiple areas. And then Christopher Brooks, the guy stepping into that Tyler Allgeier role, 13 carries, 135 yards, and 1 rushing touchdown for him. So on to number 24, Houston. You know, kind of a nail biter against UTSA. Houston's a team I think a lot of people could go undefeated this year, but you know, a nail biter here on opening day with a, you know, a team that's not that great. Good quarterback, but you know, not the best team. So the quarterbacks in this game were the stars. And I just mentioned UTSA's quarterback being pretty good. That's Frank Harris. He had 337 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, and he ran the ball 8 times for 63 yards and a touchdown. Clayton Tune, Houston's quarterback, who I think is an absolute stud, 206 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, ran the ball 15 times for 51 yards and a rushing touchdown. Nathaniel Dell, the top receiver for Houston, had 5 catches, 50 yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, and then the top target for UTSA, Zachary Franklin, 10 catches, 100 yards for him. So a thriller, a nail-biter, good game there between Houston and UTSA. So number 22, Wake Forest beat VMI 44-10. There's not much to talk about in this game. None of the Wake Forest wide receivers went over 100 yards. The new quarterback, Mitch Griffiths, played fine. Just not much to talk about statistically in that game. Number 21, Ole Miss defeats Troy 28-10. And this game, I mean, the running backs at Ole Miss is what has us excited here. Zach Evans, the transfer from TCU, looked awesome. 20 carries, 130 rushing yards. And then the freshman, Quinshon Judkins, looked awesome as well. 14 carries, 87 yards, and got in the end zone as well. Not a big day through the air for the Rebels. Jackson Dart, Michael Trigg and company were pretty quiet. The running backs were the stars for Ole Miss today. Number 20, Kentucky, 37. Miami, Ohio, 13. Will Levis, 303 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. His top receiver in this game was Tavion Robinson, 6 catches, 136 yards. And then both of the freshman receivers played a ton. So that's Berrien Brown and Dane Key. Receiving-wise, they combined for 7 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown. And then Berrien Brown even had an exciting kick return touchdown. So the youth is shining through for Kentucky. Will Levis goes over 300 yards. Good start for the Wildcats. Number 19, Arkansas beats number 23, Cincinnati, 31-24. KJ Jefferson, Arkansas's quarterback, balled out. 223 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and even had 18 carries for 62 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground. Arkansas's running back, Raheem Sanders, the big boy, 20 carries, 117 rushing yards, and 3 receptions as well. So doing it a little bit everywhere for them. And then here's what I found interesting in this game. We may remember Trey Knox being a big wide receiver recruit, same class as Treylon Burks, was even higher regarded as a receiver than Treylon Burks. Has done nothing really his entire career at Arkansas. Moves to tight end, and it looks like it was a good move. 6 catches, 75 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns for Trey Knox at tight end for the Hogs here. So let's keep an eye on Knox the rest of the way out. I liked him as a recruit, and he just hasn't done anything in college. So a late bloomer, but a position change, and was productive. Number 18, Wisconsin defeats Illinois State 38-0. And if we're talking Wisconsin, we're talking Braylon Allen. So the biggest bruising back in the country, 14 carries, 148 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. So over 10 yards a carry, good start for Allen. All right, so let's go over to this backyard brawl. Number 17, Pittsburgh, 38. West Virginia, 31. So an exciting game that featured both of the USC transfer quarterbacks, Keaton Slovis and JT Daniels. So what a story there. Who would have thought those two guys would be playing in this game a few years ago? The star of this game was West Virginia wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton. 9 catches, 97 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns for him. Some other notable stuff in this game. Rodney Hammond Jr. outtouched Izzy Abanaconda as Pittsburgh's running back, 16-8. I found that interesting. I'm quite a fan of Izzy, so wasn't expecting that type of discrepancy there. Pitt transfer wide receiver Konata Mumpfield, who came up from Akron, looked the part. He had 5 catches for 71 yards, looked good doing it. And then Keaton Slovis went over 300 yards with no turnovers for Pittsburgh. So pretty productive game for a lot of new faces there, and just a very exciting game to watch. So number 16, Miami puts it on Bethune-Cookman, 70-13. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke for Miami, 13 of 16, 193 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. And then running back Henry Parrish Jr., 14 carries, 108 yards, and 3 touchdowns. In a blowout like that, I mean, they're just getting the young kids work there. Number 15, Michigan State, 35, Western Michigan, 13. The good in this game is Wisconsin transfer running back Jalen Berger, productive on the ground for the Spartans here. 16 carries, 120 yards, 1 rushing touchdown. And then the bad for Michigan State in this game, stud wide receiver Jaden Reed only had 2 catches for 31 yards. So I would have liked to saw a little bit bigger performance from him there. But nonetheless, Michigan State gets the opening day win. Number 14, USC. So the Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, Oklahoma crew here. Jordan Addison coming into town. The new look USC Trojans put it on Rice, 66-14. Caleb Williams, 19 of 22, 249 passing yards, two touchdowns, no picks, six carries, 68 yards on the ground. Jordan Addison, five catches, 54 yards, two receiving touchdowns. Mario Williams, just two for 43 receiving. And then freshman Raylique Brown had a pretty productive day, playing a lot as a true freshman. He had six carries for 36 yards and a rushing touchdown, and also had two catches for 40 yards. So number 13, NC State. You know, we already talked about Virginia Tech and North Carolina having some trouble going on the road to these smaller schools. NC State did the same thing. They played at ECU and only won by 1 point. So number 13, NC State holds on 21-20 against ECU. But a rough game across the board and a bad day for quarterback Devin Leary. The one positive of this game from a Devy standpoint is there was a guy that I talked about last year on the group of five all Devy team that's kind of disappeared since then, and that's ECU wide receiver C.J. Johnson. He had six catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. So maybe a C.J. Johnson resurgence incoming for ECU, but a bad day for NC State. Number 12, Oklahoma State puts it on Central Michigan. Well, not really puts it on. They put a lot of points up. But, man, they let Central Michigan score a lot, too. 58-44 win for Oklahoma State. And their quarterback, Spencer Sanders, is the story of this game. 406 passing yards, four touchdowns, no picks, and had 11 carries for 57 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns as well. So over 400 yards passing, six total TDs. What a game. Number 10, Baylor, 69. Albany, 10. Really, this game was one of those to where it's such a blowout. It's a lot of young guys just getting playing time. But Baylor's new quarterback, Blake Shapen, went out there and took care of business. 17 of 20, 214 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Not much else to talk about in this one. Number 9, Oklahoma, 45. UTEP, 13. New Oklahoma quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, coming over from UCF. 233 passing yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Also had a rushing touchdown. Eric Gray, he's still alive. 16 rushes for 102 yards. Also had two catches for 33. So maybe an Eric Gray resurgence incoming. And then Marvin Mims, just three catches, but for 81 yards. So he was at least making big plays out there. Number 8, Michigan, 51. Colorado State, 7. And really all we need to talk about here is the Michigan running backs. Blake Corum, 13 for 76 and 1 on the ground. And then Donovan Edwards, 12 for 64 and 1 on the ground. So here's one of the games of the week right here. Number 7, Utah, 26, Florida, 29. So a top 10 team goes down already. Now, granted, it was Utah going on the road to Florida, but this was the Anthony Richardson coming out party for the Gators. 17 of 24 passing for 168 passing yards, but 11 carries for 106 yards and three rushing touchdowns on the ground. And Richardson is a big man that looked like a man amongst boys out there. I mean, this guy absolutely has put his name in the hat for the top quarterback in this class. The NFL is going to just be jaw-dropped about the rushing ability this guy has and the sheer size. If he can continue performances like this, I mean, this was against a top 10 team here with a good defense. You know, this wasn't a warm-up game. You know, as a Tennessee fan, I'm not happy about it, but Florida looks like they've got a good one here with Anthony Richardson. So the Gators are must-watch football the rest of this season. Their new running back, who came over with Coach Billy Napier from Louisiana, Montrell Johnson, 12 carries, 75 yards and a touchdown. He looked good. Utah's running back, Tavion Thomas, 23 carries, 115 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then Brant Cuthie, the tight end for Utah, had a huge game. He seemed like he was the only target of Cameron Rising there for Utah. Nine catches, 105 yards and one receiving touchdown. But just an incredible game to watch. Richardson put some stupid stuff on film. Number 6, Texas A&M, 31, Sam Houston, 0. This was kind of a weird game. There was a huge delay in it. Really, the only big performance was Anaya Smith for Texas A&M. Six catches, 164 yards, and two touchdowns. The freshman wide receivers for Texas A&M is what has me excited. That's Evan Stewart and Chris Marshall. They had nine catches for 98 yards combined, so really excited to see how involved they are. Two INTs for quarterback Haynes King. He looked a little bit sloppy out there, but filled the stat sheet nonetheless. Number 4, Clemson, Georgia Tech, hasn't happened yet at the time of me recording this, so we'll see what happens there. Number 3, Georgia, 49. Number 11, Oregon, 3. Just, I mean, an absolute shellacking the Bulldogs put on the Ducks here. Stetson Bennett looked awesome. So Georgia's quarterback, who's, you know, largely a game manager, looked incredible in this game. 368 passing yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Kendall Milton was the leading carrier for Georgia, 8 carries, 50 yards and a touchdown. But he was not the shining star of the running back room there. That goes to Kenny McIntosh, who had 5 carries for 18 yards and a touchdown, but had 9 receptions for 117 yards out of the backfield there. So big for McIntosh. And then Bo Nix, unsurprisingly, was bad for Oregon. Number 2, Ohio State, 21. Number 5, Notre Dame, 10. So this is more of a defensive game here. We're used to seeing the Buckeyes go over 50 points, and this was kind of a snoozer for fantasy purposes. But, man, just a tremendous football game. C.J. Stroud still, you know, went out there and did what he needed to despite not putting up massive numbers. He took care of the ball and was accurate as he usually is. Stroud had 223 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Trevion Henderson, 15 rushes for 91 yards. The star of this game for the Buckeyes was Emeka Egbuka, 9 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. Marvin Harrison Jr., 5 catches for 56 yards. And then if you didn't watch the game and you're just checking the box scores, looking at Jackson Smith Najigba, 2 catches for 3 yards is going to, like, oh my gosh, what happened there? But he was definitely hurt. I think that opened the door for Egbuka to have as big of a game as he did. I think I saw that Egbuka played every snap in this game. So, I mean, maybe he's the one that's going to rise to the top. My money's still on Harrison, but Egbuka looked awesome out there. We'll see how long this JSN injury is a factor. But, you know, not much going on offensively for Notre Dame. You know, this game did not give us as much to talk about for Devy and fantasy as we hoped. But, I mean, it's Ohio State. There's going to be plenty of that coming up. Number 1, Alabama, 55, Utah State, 0. So the Tide take care of business on opening day. Bryce Young definitely has a lead on C.J. Stroud going into that Heisman race after week one. Bryce Young, 195 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, no picks. And really for the first time, we saw him unlock his dual threat ability, 5 carries for 100 yards and a rushing touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs, the new transfer running back coming over from Georgia Tech, 9 carries, 93 yards, so over 10 a carry for him. Freshman running back Jamarian Miller was 2nd on the team in carries, 7 carries for 32 yards. So that's something to take note of. Jace McClellan, who we expected to be the number 2 back, was right there, 5 carries, 23 yards, had 2 receiving touchdowns as well. So was a little bit more involved. He's a player I like quite a bit. Freshman wide receiver Kobe Prentice, not the freshman receiver that we thought all offseason would get the opening day start for the Tide. It seems like he's only getting the start because JoJo Earl's injury, but nonetheless takes advantage of the opportunity. 5 catches, 60 yards. The leading receiver for Alabama, also kind of a surprise, was Trayshawn Holden. 5 catches for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then transfer from Georgia, Jermaine Burton, 5 catches, 35 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns for him. So we're going to still have to keep watching to see how this Alabama receiver room shakes up. It's kind of a mixed bag, but we know whichever ones rise to the top, we won on our teams, and we'll probably see some serious NFL draft capital. Some other notables from some lower profile games, but we're not going to talk about the whole game. Will Rogers from Mississippi State was 38 of 49 for 450 yards and 5 touchdown passes. Just a huge game for him. Sean Tucker from Syracuse had 27 touches for 183 yards and 2 touchdowns for them. Tank Bigsby at Auburn, 16 carries, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jacob Cowing in his debut for Arizona, 8 receptions, 152 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Rashee Rice for SMU, 8 catches, 166 yards, and a receiving touchdown. And then Zay Flowers had 10 catches for Boston College for 117 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. That's all I've got for an exciting week 1 of college football. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel at the Fantasy Authority. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_Authority. And find me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. Talk to you guys next week. I swear I got the authority. The Devi Authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi Authority going way up. Taking my opponents down. Ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.